You're listening to SBS News.
More than 50 new fatalities from the coronavirus have been reported in China's Hubei province. The death toll mounts amid deepening global concern about the outbreak. Since emerging out of Wuhan late last year, the new virus has infected more than 17,000 people across China and has spread to more than 24 countries. As authorities struggle to contain the virus, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus has delivered a sobering warning.
For too long, the world has operated on a cycle of panic and neglect. We throw money at an outbreak, and when it's over, we forget about it and do nothing to prevent the next one.
Dr. Ghebreyesus says last week's decision to declare the outbreak a public health emergency was prompted by signs of human-to-human transmission outside China and fears over what might happen if the virus spread to a country with a weaker health system. Referring to the Ebola outbreak, which continues to ravage areas of West Africa, Mr. Ghebreyesus stressed the current model of dealing with a global epidemic is dangerously short-sighted.
Even in the context of the current Ebola outbreak, although we now have sufficient funding for the response, funding for preparedness in surrounding countries has remained grossly inadequate through outbreak. This is dangerously short-sighted and frankly difficult to understand. If we fail to prepare, we're preparing to fail.
It comes as China continues to take extraordinary efforts to stop the spread of the virus. 10 days after isolating Wuhan, authorities imposed similar draconian measures on Wenzhou, a coastal city of 9 million people in Zhejiang province, where more than 660 people are infected. Meanwhile, a newly built hospital in Wuhan is now ready to begin receiving patients. Built in just 10 days, it's one of two freshly constructed hospitals in the city dedicated to treating the outbreak. Li Langjuan from the Chinese Academy of Engineering has applauded the speed in which the facility was built.
The cases are rising every day and many hospitals are already full. So it's crucial to build a new hospital in a short time so that all patients can be put under quarantine and receive treatment.
It comes as countries around the globe move to repatriate their citizens from China. The first Australians evacuated from Wuhan touched down on Christmas Island, where they will remain in quarantine for up to 14 days. More than 50 Italian nationals have also been repatriated. The group, which includes six children, arrived in Rome, but are expected to be transported by bus to a military base for quarantine. Taiwan has also evacuated some 247 of its nationals from the city. Meanwhile, a British man has expressed regret at boarding a special repatriation flight to France. Anthony May Smith, who is in self-isolation at a hospital in Oxford, says he's concerned after seeing how ill some of the people were on his flight.
Seeing how ill some of the people were on the flight on the way back, and I definitely sat there and, you know, I thought maybe that was the wrong choice to come back now. You know, there's over 230 people on the flight to France. So yeah, it only takes one person of that to have it, and you potentially got another 230 people to have caught it.
Meanwhile, countries are continuing to put tough measures in place to combat the spread of the virus. The South Korean government has announced restrictions on all foreigners who have visited Hubei province in the last 14 days from entering the country starting Tuesday. President Moon Jae-in says the measure is unavoidable.
Temporary entry restriction for all foreigners who have stayed in or visited Hubei province and temporary suspension of entry without a visa into Jeju Island are unavoidable measures to secure the safety of our people.
The United States, Australia, New Zealand and Israel have banned foreign nationals from visiting if they have been in China recently and have warned their own citizens against travelling there, while Mongolia, Russia and Nepal have closed their land borders. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.